Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 13th of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 996, German Bight, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsara, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsara, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Cromarty and later also 4th. Showers. Wintry at times, good, occasionally poor. Fisher. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers. Wintry at times. Good. Occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good. Occasionally moderate. South Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good. Occasionally moderate. North Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northerly 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers. Thundery in south, good, occasionally poor. South Trafalgar, cyclonic mainly westerly in south, 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, easterly backing northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Irish Sea. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, northeast backing north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Malin, Hebrides, north or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers, good. Bailey, northwest becoming cyclonic, then northeast later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. Fair Isle, north 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 for a time. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, north or northwest, veering northeast later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast 6, 16 miles, 1010, falling more slowly. Stornoway, north-northwest 3, 8 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Lerwick, north 4, 24 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, north by west 5, recent precipitation, 13 miles, 1009, now rising. Aberdeen, northwest by north 4, rain, 16 miles, 1007, now rising. Lucas, west southwest 1, 32 miles, 1008, now rising. Boomer, north-northwest 4, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Bridlington, North by west, 4. 1003 falling slowly. Sendetti light vessel automatic. North, 4. 11 miles. 1000. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northeast by east, 3. 1002 falling slowly. Jazzy, northeast by north, 2, 19 miles, 1002 falling slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, north by east, 5, 11 miles, 1003. Scilly, automatic, northeast by north, 5, 16 miles, 1005 steady. Milford Haven, north by east, 2, 22 miles, 1006 rising slowly. Aberporth, northeast, 3, 32 miles, 1006 rising slowly. Valley, northeast, 2, 24 miles, 1007 rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east, 1, 11 miles, 1006 now falling. Valentia, northeast by east, 2, 24 miles, 1011 rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 2, 24 miles, 1008 rising slowly. Malinhead, north-northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1010 now rising. Macrihanish automatic, north, 1, 30 miles, 1009 rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. Issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 12th of March. General situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a cold and showery northerly airflow over the next few days. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeasterly 3 to 5 later, showers, wintry at times, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, wintry at times, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 5 or 6, backing northwest 3 or 4 later, showers, squally at first and perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northwesterly, backing northeasterly for a time, 3 to 5, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsabil, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, north or northeast, 3 to 5, showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 to the west of Land's End, showers, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, becoming variable 3 or less at times in Bristol Channel, showers, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mud of Galloway, north or northeast 3 to 5, backing northwest 2 to 4 later, showers at first, good. Isle of Man, north or northeast 4 or 5, backing west or northwest 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, north or northeast 3 to 5, backing west or northwest 2 to 4 later, showers, becoming fair for a time, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 3 to 5, backing northerly 2 or 3. Then, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northeast 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, occasionally 6 later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. North 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers. Wintry at times. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here on BBC Radio 4 for tonight, as usual. We'll be joining the BBC World Service in just a moment. On behalf of us all, I am Neil Newness, wishing you a very good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in Australia and the United States. Coming up, Donald Trump threatens to retaliate after, firstly, the EU announces tariffs on the US.
The countermeasures we take today are strong, but proportionate.
And then Canada followed suit.
Canada is not the one that is ultimately starting this war. President Trump's tariffs against you are causing that.
We'll look at what that means for the global economy, find out why pensioners are protesting in Argentina, and ask, has the internet got a memory problem?
When we looked at this in the context of social media, we found that about 1 in 5 tweets are no longer available even a few months after they're posted.
That's Business Matters. First, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States is keeping up momentum in its quest for a peace deal in Ukraine. Donald Trump says US officials are on their way to Russia to discuss a proposal for a 30-day ceasefire agreed with Kyiv. He said agreement from Moscow would go 80% of the way to ending what he called this horrible bloodbath. The Kremlin, meanwhile, said President Putin had visited Russia's Kursk region, where his forces are in the process of retaking territory seized by Ukraine last year. Images showed him dressed in combat gear, urging commanders to complete the task.
I very much expect that all the combat tasks facing our units will be fulfilled, and that the territory of the Kursk region will soon be completely liberated from the enemy.
Meanwhile, ministers from Europe's 5 main military powers have ended a meeting in Paris focusing on defence priorities in the face of uncertainty about US policy. Gatherings of the recently formed E5 group of nations, France, Britain, Germany, Italy and Poland, are expected to become a regular occurrence. The French defence minister said the aim was twofold: to step up military aid to Ukraine and to outline European priorities for defence spending. President Trump has threatened to further escalate a trade war, saying he'll impose tit-for-tat levies on countries that retaliate to his tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The European Union and Canada have already promised countermeasures, Canada as soon as Thursday. Canada's Foreign Minister, Melanie Joly, had this message for the citizens of America.
Canada is not the one driving up the cost of your groceries or of your gasoline or any of your construction. Canada is not the one putting your jobs at risk. Canada is not the one that that is ultimately starting this war. President Trump's tariffs against you